PRNFM presents Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on PRNFM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable here on PRNFM.com. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful lady. She is a returning guest on our show. She is a owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Welcome back to the show, Oakley Ogden. Welcome back to the show, Oakley. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Muriel.
Very welcome. Great to have you back on the show. I want to start off very quickly, Oakley, because I think what you do is very exciting, and I'm sure it must be so very rewarding. I basically want to start off this afternoon by finding out and letting our listeners find out as well how you basically took this path in life to be a psychotherapist. How did you come down this road?
You know, I think last show we talked a little bit about the nuts and bolts of it. You know, the opportunities that I got to work with kids as a young adult and how, you know, different things came into my life and how I kind of like wasn't really paying attention. It was like I was working with young people. And then the other part of me was like, I wonder what I should do with my life, you know, and how sometimes it's right under our nose and we can't even see it. So there's that element to it. But there's another element that's really that really was pivotal for me that I want to share today. And that was about asking who I wanted to become, what kind of person I wanted to become versus what I was supposed to do, quote unquote, with my life. And I feel like we have a society that's very based on what we do. You know, when you go out to a party, it's almost the first thing people ask you, like, hi, this is my name's so and so. I do, I am. Like, we define ourselves by our jobs and our careers. And, you know, I had an amazing coach in my life a couple years ago, and he asked me, he said, you know, who do you want to be for other people, Oakley? Let's forget about, you know, your job, what you're up to. And I was on sabbatical at the time, so I was doing a really deep dive. I was taking some time out from my private practice, and I was going through some health things that were really begging me to look deeper inside of myself. So it was this amazing kind of, like, moment where I veered off from what I, quote-unquote, did. I was a therapist. I did have a private practice. And I asked so deeply, who do I want to become? And what I mean when I say that question, or when I put that forth, is what kind of qualities did I want to embody? What were the feelings that I wanted to experience day to day? And so I chose this experience of peace and an inner power and a love. And I chose these qualities, like, pretty far out big qualities if we think about it, right? But we're totally free to choose those sorts of things. People can choose happiness. They can choose harmony, whatever they want to do. And then I started living my life in alignment with those things. So if I noticed my thoughts and my feelings were not producing feelings of peace and calm and power and love, then I abandoned them. I said, forget it. You're not invited here. And I chose a new thought, and I chose a new perspective and a new feeling. And that's actually kind of the coaching element that I picked up along the way that I integrate into my practice as a psychotherapist. So, you know, that's really I think one of the key elements to discovering our quote-unquote purpose. Because our purpose, to me, is a state of consciousness, is a state of being. We can't take our career, we can't take our awards, we can't take our relationships, we can't take the stuff we buy with us when we go, when we leave this planet. We can't do it. All we've got is ourselves and that moment of deep, deep, intimate relationship with ourselves, and that is the number one thing to focus on. And from that, once we create that state of being, you know, I woke up, and that's why I got back into my private practice, is because I felt this sense of power, peace, and love. And I reopened the doors, and it was effortless. The practice just started filling, and I could have one client, and I would feel that sense of fulfillment, peace, and love, versus have 10 clients and feel that same feeling. So nothing, my state of being was not based on anything outside of myself anymore. And that's where I found my true empowerment. And that's where I found my joy and my success in my career.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you basically, you know, found yourself, when you realized this, I want to find out, do you, is there like an extremity to it? As in, do people who find themselves like you did, is it a case of, do you have to be either very, very happy and in a good place where you see things clearly and, you know, you have an open arena where you can be like, okay, this is what I need to do? Or is there a case of, can you also happen to people who are not necessarily in a good place, but are maybe feel like their back is against the wall and they have to let go of things, and then all of a sudden they find it? I mean, like, I'm trying to find out, do you have to be in a certain place in your life or a certain state of mind to be able to find this way of exploring into yourself?
I mean, that is such an awesome question. It's twofold, and I feel like this is a cop out by saying either, but I really want to talk about it. One scenario is that we're in a place where we just can't take it anymore. We are back up against the wall, kind of claws are out, and I've heard people say, I found myself saying in my life, like, this just can't be it. There's just got to be another way. So there's that, and that's an amazing opportunity for kind of that catalytic moment where we're like, you know what, I'm making a decision to change my life. So that can be an extraordinary time. Now, it's trickier when things are going really well, because we don't necessarily ask ourselves in those times, how could it be better? You know, like and this is an extreme example, but if I've been in an abusive relationship and I get out of that relationship, I'm going to feel that relief, right? I'm going to be like, oh, life is better. But can't life be even better than that? Like, of course. So, you know, when we think about it from more of a kind of esoteric spiritual context, like, we're these infinite beings of possibility. In my personal journey, I'm just committed to that dive. I'm committed to know what is possible. And when I reach a place, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So what's next? What's possible past this? In terms of my inner freedom, not in terms of like material gain and that kind of stuff, just inside of myself.
Absolutely. And I think that's so true, because you can be in, you know, you can be in either end of the spectrum. But as you said, when everything is good, it's much more harder to be like, you know, everything's good. Why do you need anything to change? Or
right.
What else is there? You know?
Right.
But I do remember like having a friend of mine who was in a bad relationship, you know, for many, many years, starting off when she was in her early teens. And I think she got to like 26 and she'd already been with somebody for like, I don't know, like 8 years or something. And I think her mother eventually said to her one day, okay, sweetheart, this is a no go for you, but stop, go to bed, think about where you've been in the past 7 years and think about where you're going to be in the next 10 years. If you think that in the next 10 years, if you picture yourself all nice and happy and hunky dory, good for you. But if you don't, then, you know, maybe you need to get out now after you've just given up 7 years and something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because she was like, oh, maybe this isn't the best thing. But as you said, it's sometimes it's easier when things are not as good. I want to very quickly give out our phone number for the studio here to all our listeners out there. If you have any questions for Oakley, the number for our studio is 631-257-5704. Again, the phone number here is 631-257-5704. 5704. I have many more questions for you, Oakley, but I want to go to a quick commercial break because I want to give you enough time to answer them. So let's go to a quick break. We'll be back in a jiffy.
Gittins Quick Sale Realty, the realty company that has a winning track record for getting their customers the properties that best suits their personal and business needs. The company that doesn't put the squeeze on your budget. They specialize in the Queens, Brooklyn, Nassau, and Suffolk County areas. To become a winner, choose a winning team. Win a quick sale with Gittins Quick Sale Realty. Go to GittinsQuickSaleRealty.com. GittinsQuickSaleRealty.com. Call 718-454-9000. That's 718-454-9000. Get the quick sale with Ginn's Quick Sale Realty.
Hebe Rose New York is cool yet conscious. A fashion handbag brand that uses elements of natural or recycled materials that come from plastic bottles. They are recycling, upcycling, and ethical. Each handbag is edgy, but has classy appeal to enhance buyers' unique and authentic style that they would want to display. For information about Hebe Rose New York, contact April or Barbara at 646-522-5110 or visit heberosenewyork.com. Together, let's save Mother Earth, one beautiful handbag at a time.
PRNFM presents Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on PRNFM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here on PRNFM.com. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful lady here. She is a returning guest of ours from Denver, Colorado. She is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC. Welcome back, Oakley.
Thank you, Muriel.
Great applause there, guys. Whoa.
Cheers.
Better late than never. Yay. Wakey. Before I break, Oakley, we were discussing, you know, how you got to where you are and how you really had to dig deep to find out at the end of the day who you wanted to become. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. I want to now find out from you a little bit about the one-on-one sessions that you tailor for each individual, because I want to then go on to talk basically about the people who may not be able to find themselves. So let's start off with the one-on-one sessions and how they work, Oakley.
Yeah, so the one-on-one sessions, they're really a personal time to look inside and see what's not working in our lives. And we've kind of gone through like the step-by-step of it, but they're such awesome opportunities to take time out of our daily routine and our daily life schedule and just be with ourselves, with someone who's there supporting you, supporting the space, and supporting that exploration to become what we want to become better, or to find that strength it takes to make that hard decision in our life, or, you know, to look more deeply and find that place of vulnerability that's so scary sometimes. They're very specifically designed for each client. Every single one is different, although we kind of have a long-term trajectory of creating that trust together and then doing some of the deeper work that is really about what defines psychotherapy, you know, whatever's in the way from your past, or, you know, that we've developed from the past, what can be in the way between us and where we want to heal, where we want to direct our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very quickly, Oakley, I've got a caller that's just come in, so bear with me for a second. Hello, caller, what's your name and what is your question for Oakley?
My name is Marcus. I'm giving a call from Nevada. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in, Marcus.
So, Oakley, are you still there, Oakley?
Just now I can hear you. Unfortunately, I didn't hear a thing since Marcus called in.
Well, wherever Marcus was calling in from, we had a bad connection, unfortunately.
Okay.
So,
too bad.
So hopefully he'll call back in a minute, depending on, maybe he's got no signal. I'm telling you, it's one of those Verizon adverts. but you were explaining about, you know, the one-on-one sessions. And I had a question for you that I wanted to get through to before, which was, with people, do you ever find that, you know, obviously your whole thing. Oh, actually, you know what? Marcus is back. Marcus, you're playing tomfoolery with me. Hold on. Marcus, are you back?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry about that. I got disconnected.
No problem, Marcus. What's your question for Oakley?
Lovely. So my question was, you know, Oakley, I was checking out your profile online, you know, on your website, things like that. And what's the difference really between, you know, you and a, you know, a business coach or a life coach, you know, things of that nature? You know, what's really the difference? Because I do want to refer my sister, you know, to somebody. I was thinking of business coach and a life coach, but then I came across your profile, and I feel like you might be a, you know, a better outlet. So what is really the difference? Kind of help me understand that.
Oh, awesome question, Marcus. Thanks for that. I think that can help a lot of people. So I'm a psychotherapist. I've put myself through programs with an amazing coach. So I have some coaching kind of tools that I throw into my basket here and there. The difference between a psychotherapist and a coach is that a coach focuses on goals and will help move you towards those goals. Now, if you set a goal with a coach and say something kind of from the past comes up, like, wow, I get that a trauma that happened when I was younger is really getting in my way of achieving that goal, right? A coach has skill sets, given that they are a good coach, because there's, like, so many different kinds and, I know, degrees out there. I think some people can just go online these days and kind of, like, I don't know what. It just seems like it's an easy thing to attain. And then there are coaches out there who have been in the field for years and who are so extraordinarily talented at what they do. And given that you find someone who really has the chops, they can help move you through that. But they're not allowed to go into your past and do psychotherapy healing work. So a psychotherapist really focuses on what needs to be healed and what's in the way in like a deeper sense. You know, a coach, we kind of like, there's the goal, let's run for it, you know, and we put things into place, or coaches put things into place to make sure you reach that goal. Now, if you're not reaching the goal, like, that's a problem, right? And a psychotherapist has the ability to go back into the past. Does that make sense?
When you say the ability to go back into the past, can you kind of clear that up for me?
Actually, yeah, that's a good clarification. Legally, what I'm trying to say is that a psychotherapist can say, like, oh, let's talk about whatever's there, abuse, the codependency issues that arose when you were a kid, the deeper belief systems that I'm not worthy or I don't deserve having what I want, you know, like that kind of stuff. They can go in and say, like, okay, so what happened on the playground that day when you got
pregnant? Okay.
Yeah, wow. Like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. Oakley, I do have your website. I did retrieve that from PRNFM. If I refer somebody to you, do you have a contact page on the website, you know, an inquiry page?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yep, it's all right there. I think any one of those buttons that are on the home page, you can click and a little form will pop up. You just fill out your email and, you know, what you're interested in doing, group work, individual, and push send, and I will get it.
Okay, lovely. Oakley, thank you very much. Definitely expect some inquiries soon to the website.
Thanks so much, Marcus. And one last thing I'd like to say is so many things about our career and our business and our personal lives are inextricably tied together.
Yeah.
I've seen people build their companies and feel more empowered about what they're up to while they're also doing these psychotherapy, coaching or psychotherapy sessions. It's really a beautiful thing. Now, if someone's like driving a business forward, you know, like, I might not be the best fit, but if you want a more rounded kind of approach, I'm here.
I think you're exactly what she needs, honestly.
Aw, thanks, Marcus. Mm-hmm. I look forward to hearing from her.
Absolutely. Thank you, Oakley.
Yep, be well.
Hi there, Oakley. I thought that was a great question that he asked, and I thought it was fantastic, the answer, because as you mentioned, it's like, you know, being a coach, as you rightly said, a coach can help you, you set goals and move forward, etc. But sometimes it's like a, it's almost like you're peeling at an onion to get down to the core of it, and that's really what you do. Am I, is that a good analogy?
I think that's a great analogy, and yeah, there's a time and a place for both, you know, and I think that it's really important that people kind of define what they want out of a time with a coach or a time with a psychotherapist. They're both invaluable. I mean, I've worked with both, and my life wouldn't be what it is without either, so without having worked with both, you know?
Right, because sometimes you may need just someone to, you know, sometimes, you, like my husband always says to me, I'll say to him, why don't you do X? Why don't you do Y? Why don't you do Z? And he'd be like, can you just write me like a little roster? You know, and I'm like, I don't need to write you a roster. You should do it by yourself. But maybe that's what he needs. And maybe that's the coach. It's like, you know, I write a little roster. And then when he's done it, he can just X it out for me. But awesome. Absolutely. I thought that was a great question. You know what? I was going to ask you another question, but I can't because we've got another caller coming in. Hold on a second. Awesome. Good afternoon, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Oakley?
Hi. My name is John Barton, and the question I've got is, I've read that we've set goals, learn tools to overcome patterns and old habits. Is there a time frame where I'll see this transformation that you speak about?
Ooh, time frame question. I love it. Thank you. The time frame depends on the person. Wah, wah. I know everybody wants that, like, that, I know having that idea in your head, like, if I do this, going to happen inside 3 weeks and then I'll be new. It really depends on these factors.
Okay.
It depends on self-awareness, focus, okay, and determination. Somebody, let's use this comparison, okay? The infamous, I'm going to join a gym in New Year's, okay? That one. Okay, like we all know that one, right? So there are people who say, I'm going to join a gym and I'm going to lose weight. And they sign up, you know, the day after New Year's, and they go for the month, they go for 2 months, right? And they don't really change their eating, and like 3 months later, they're kind of like, yeah, that didn't really work. You know, I don't really feel a change. It's kind of tiring to get there, you know? Then you've got the people who are like, I'm going to get in shape, and I'm going to go to the gym. And those people go to the gym, they get a personal trainer, they show up, they change their eating, and what happens? Their body and their physique changes inside of the 3 months that they promised. So psychotherapy and reaching those kinds of goals are similar. I've had clients show up and they say, look, I've got 2 months and I want to see you twice a week. And I'm really open and I'm ready to do whatever it takes. Holy cow. That is like, that's the best, right? That's just so much fun because huge amounts of change and transformation can happen in a short period of time. Then I have clients who've been, you know, who are paced differently, also beautiful, but they're so dedicated. And they do their homework that we assign, and they see the differences because they're applying it every single day. And they're really, really putting that kind of focus and determination there. So, you know, that's why it's individual. Any other questions around that?
No, that's actually is what I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show. It's very sad because I had questions about nail biting that I was going to ask you, but I'm going to hold on to that for the next show. So the next show is going to be nail biting and other bad habits.
I'm ready, yeah.
And so for everyone out there who's been listening, you've been listening to Oakley Ogden from Denver, Colorado. She is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC. Give Oakley a call. Her number is 720-663-9056. Go visit the website, oakleyogden.com, or you can email oakley@oakleyogden.com. Again, go and have a look at her website. And remember, you don't have to be in Denver to be able to, to work with Oakley. Oakley, pleasure as always having you on the show. And I already know what my next 4 or 5 questions are going to be for you the next time you're on the show. So thank you again for having you, for being here with us. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you so much, Marielle. See you next week.
All righty.
All right. Bye.
You're listening to Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. on PRN-FM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
These will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.